Before we begin, I hope everyone's phone is on the silent mode. The Indian captain is here to address press conference. Please raise your hand before you ask a question.
Vilas, somebody who dreams of winning overseas and you have been obsessed with winning on foreign soil. Looking at all that, how disappointed are you? I mean, in this kind of a defeat, 2-0 and 10 wickets in the first test, 7 in the second test. What are your feelings?
Obviously, quite disappointed with how we played in the series. As you rightly said, we take every challenge that comes our way, we try and take it head on, and that's something that we've done in the past. I feel like we were completely outplayed in this series, and we obviously did not play the kind of cricket that we do play as a team. So it was a combination of both, and the thing to take away from here is not to shy away from the things that went wrong. Instead, address them straight up and not be in denial. Accept those mistakes and correct them going forward, because we do have a lot of cricket away from home coming in this season as well, and something that we're very optimistic about and looking forward to, because the things that have not gone right here, we would like to be in similar situations and correct them rather than just talking about them. So it's obviously very disappointing to lose the series in this manner, and something that as a team we all realize, and we all are definitely accepting it straight up.
What is it with New Zealand that makes it so difficult? I mean, for the Indians, like, we stumbled against them in the World Cup semi-finals as well. It's becoming our bogey team in many ways.
I'm sure that no one was saying that in the first half of this tour. So it can't be result oriented. We don't think like that. We got beaten by a better team on the day in the World Cup, and we got beaten by a better side in the Test series as well. So there's no shame in being outplayed. At the international level, you need to accept your mistakes and move forward. All this bogey team and all that, we don't believe in, because our record against them is pretty good in the past. So you can't just make a bogey team because of one Test series and a semi-final loss. We definitely have not thought like that, and they're definitely not looked at from our point of view as that team. They just played much better cricket on that day and in this Test series as well, which, as I said, there's no shame in accepting that. We're not trying to create some controversy here by, tagging a team or naming them a bogey team or something like that.
Bharat and Karthik.
Virat, you've always said that the outside noise is different to the language that you guys use in the dressing room. So as a captain, like, what is your process to process, like, a series like this when you just sit by yourself? Like, how do you go about it?
Well, acceptance is the first word. As I said, when you obviously these kind of mini phases and these kind of times as a team or as individuals also, you learn to process them better. It doesn't mean that they stop coming or they stop happening. You understand what you can learn from them, and put your head down and just work hard. And the only communication that has happened and that needs to happen is that don't forget what has happened. Learn from it and don't dwell into it too much. So it's a delicate balance. You can't ignore it, plus you can't dwell on it every day. You can't just keep thinking about the same thing, otherwise you won't be able to move forward. But also, if you're in denial, then you'll probably not correct those mistakes either. So I think it's about recognizing what went wrong and having the capacity and the acceptance, as I said, to correct those things and to work on those mistakes, which as a side we are all willing to do, because there are no easy wins. There are no givens at the international level. You have to earn every win. And this time around, we are just not good enough as a side. And as I said, we have accepted that before anyone else. And we have no shame in admitting that we were not good enough. We did not play our best cricket, not even close to it.
Just like considering the schedule that the Indian team has, as batsmen, if little things creep in, do you even have the time and the space to, say, work on it? There's no off-season really.
There are two ways to look at it. I mean, I would much rather be in the middle and try to correct those things rather than having too much time in between and then, waiting for a game to arrive so that you can figure out whether you've corrected those things or not. The advantage of playing a lot of cricket, which the schedule is such, is that if you are working on something, you have many games to try and execute it, you know, straight up. So it's the way you look at it. Again, as I said, it needs to be balanced. You can't overthink it, and you can't be in denial either. So works for different people, it works differently. But look, it's, as I said before, if you're taking, you know, pressure, then all kinds of things can feel wrong, whether it's personal skill or playing as a team. But when you're just optimistic about what you want to do, say you walk out to score runs rather than, you know, thinking of survival or thinking of the conditions too much, then you bat accordingly. Similarly, as a team, if you're worried about what might happen in a session, whether it will go our way or not, then invariably it does not. So I think the outlook, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as I saw things happening, wasn't ideal for us in this series. We're not positive enough. We're not brave enough in moments, which we have done in the past. You know, in crunch moments, we've just gone for it. Even though we've lost, but still, you know, we were competing. So I think those are things that, for me, are things that need to be ironed out moving forward. And then the skills obviously follow your mindset. It's simple as that. You can bat as well as you want, but if you don't think right, then you're not going to be able to do what you want to do. So I think it's more ironing those things out mentally and just going ahead positively and, you know, taking challenges head on.
But Virat, don't be two games.
Adas, question as well. Karthik.
Virat, yeah. One of the things you've taken a lot of pride in is the fast bowlers' performance overseas, especially overseas in the last 2-3 years. And how do you think they went here? And also, like, you know, once the main three fast bowlers, Bumrah, Shami, and Ishaan, do you think you have the depth right now, or is that something you need to work on? Like, if one of them isn't available, like Ishaan was here.
This is something that we have been talking about. We have identified a few guys. We do have people who can, you know, potentially come up the ranks. Saini is one already that's come into the system. We do have 2-3 more that we have an eye on. We need to be very careful, and we need to understand that this is one factor that has gotten us a lot of success. And we need to make sure that those standards are kept high. We recognize and understand who are the guys that can do a similar job potentially, as well as these people have done, Umesh included. I think they bowled pretty well, especially in this test. You know, they bowled pretty well. Even in the first innings, our comeback was really good. Even second innings, I think, you know, we kept hitting the right areas. So as far as execution is concerned, I think we were much, much better in this test match compared to the first test match. Yeah, but from the larger picture point of view, we do need to recognize who are the next 3-4 guys that can sort of keep the standard up, because you don't want to feel a void suddenly if a couple of guys miss out and, you know, suddenly you feel like things are different. So I think that's what happens in cricket. You know, many transitions happen every now and then, and you need to be aware as a side. You can't squeeze the life out of individuals, and when they are done, you have no backups. So I think we as a side are pretty aware that these things are quite possible with, you know, more games, and these guys are not getting any younger either. So we need to be very careful and very aware, and, you know, accept that these are situations that can potentially come up, and have guys who can replace them ready and, you know, up and running as soon as that happens. So yeah, this is definitely something that we have had a lot of discussions about, and we are on the right track in terms of having those people as backups.
On the right.
A question regarding, like, Cheteshwar, Ajinkya, Hanuman in the middle order. Quite similar kind of player, different to you. So when they get stuck around, there is a bit of a problem, and all three are getting stuck. Someone like Ajinkya, with probably last 2 years in South Africa, England, New Zealand, he has had an average of around 25 odd, in around 23, 24 completed innings. Where does it leave him, a very senior player, much expected? Where does it leave him? And also the fact that someone like Rishabh, who has been getting a chance, he has been kept in the team so that his confidence doesn't go down. But at times, does it also work the opposite way around, like that he feels that he can take his place for granted in the side?
Firstly, Jinx is you know, one of those players who's been very solid for us in Test cricket. And I don't look at averages and numbers and those things too much. It's about impact performances, you know, whether he's been able to make enough impact performances for the team. And the answer for me is yes. You know, whenever we have required a important performance from him, more often than not, he has delivered in that regard. And you also have to figure out how many guys in your team do average more than 43, 44 or 42 in Test cricket. So if you have a solid middle order, you need to, you know, make sure that those guys are playing together enough. If few games here and there, you don't execute those things properly, doesn't mean you become bad players. So Jinx, for us, we're not even thinking about those kind of things. You know, he's been pretty solid as far as I see it. He has put his hand up on many occasions when the team has been in trouble. So there's no issues there. With someone like Rishabh, you know, we have given him a lot of chances in a run in the home season as well, starting from Australia. Then, you know, he was not playing for a bit. In turn, he really worked hard on his game and himself. So you need to figure out, you know, when is the right time to give someone else a chance. If you push people out too early, they can lose confidence. But I don't see anyone taking their place for granted in this team. That's the culture we've set fully. You know, people are told to take responsibility of what they do and work hard towards it. Whether it happens or not, it's a different thing. You know, then you can have conversation with the players. But no one here has come in thinking, I'm going to play every game, or, you know, I'm indispensable. That culture we have not created. Everyone's working hard on a daily basis. And, you know, the time that he did not play, he really worked hard behind the scenes. So we thought, you know, this is the right time because of his game and the way he plays. He can make a difference, you know, lower down the order. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But that was our planning behind it. And we're going to stick to what we planned and then go ahead with it. You know, we can't really fluctuate too much when it comes to what we plan. So we definitely thought he's going to come good in these two games, and collectively as a batting unit we did not perform. So to single out people, I don't believe in that. We take the hit together as a group, whether it's the batting group or as a team, and we try to correct those things and move forward.
Yeah, on the left hand.
Right, what's your reaction to your behaviour in the field yesterday? You know, swearing at Williamson when he got out and swearing at the crowd. As Indian captains, you need to set a better example and tone it down a little bit in the field?
What do you think?
Well, that's a fair question.
I'm asking you the answer.
Well, it's multiple reports that you did. So, I mean, do you need to set a better example?
You need to find out exactly what happened and then come with a better question. You can't come here with half questions and half details of what happened. And also, if you want to create controversy, this is not the right place to be. I've spoken to the match referee, I had no issues with what happened, so. Thank you.
Virat, you spoke earlier about acceptance of mistakes and addressing them. The fact that you may not get such conditions in test cricket overseas too often. So, according to you, what are those mistakes that you have identified? Now, it's very close to the end of the series. But what are the mistakes that you have identified, and how do you go about addressing them?
Again, having clarity as batsmen. We have performed in difficult conditions in the past as well. It's about, and we understand that we were in a good frame of mind when we were playing in those conditions at that period. So I think it's all about trying to get into that space more often than not. And for that, you need to think positively on every day of the test match, every situation, every session that you're part of. And something that we failed to do as a batting unit. And I truly believe that we made too much of the conditions from the first day onwards of the first test. You know, overcast, a bit of dampness in the pitch. We never spoke of these things before. So yeah, it can creep in every now and then. It's about not letting it grow, not letting it become a norm. Something that as a side, we've not done that at all. We don't go to conditions and think, you know, we might not be able to execute what we want to. We've always gone with a very positive outlook. And then, as I said, your skill follows how you think. If you're not clear in your head, then, you know, the feet don't move. You're not quite sure whether to play the shot or not, whether to leave the ball or play the ball. So I think these kind of things can creep in, and which have creeped in this series, and something that we have recognized already. And the good thing is everyone's understood what's happened, and they're very keen to improve it. And it's all mental. I don't see any problem with anyone's game as such. It's all mental and something that, you know, can happen at this level, and we just need to accept it and iron it out and move ahead.
Final two questions in Hindi now.
Virat, kai baar aapko lagta hai ki ye team zarurat se zyada aap par dependent hai, aur khas kar personally kabhi mayusi hoti hai ki agar koi ek aur series beech mein agar aapke standard ke hisab se nahi hai to dusra koi team mein koi senior ballebaaz hai wo sambhalne wala nahi hota.
नहीं, ऐसी बात नहीं है. हमें आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया सीरीज़ देखें अगर, तो उसमें सबसे ज़्यादा कंट्रीब्यूशन पुजारा का था और वो पहली बार हम वहाँ पे जीते. तो जैसे मैंने बोला, आप सिंगल आउट करके चीज़ें देखने लगेंगे तो आपके पास बहुत सारे एक्सक्यूज़ बन जाते हैं कि इस वजह से नहीं हुआ या उस वजह से नहीं हुआ. जब आप अच्छा खेलते कलेक्टिवली तो आपका एक ही एम रहता है कि 300 350 बोर्ड पे लगने चाहिए. अब वो पांच लोग 50-60 बनाए या फिर कोई एक आदमी 150 बनाए जैसे पुजारा ने किया ऑस्ट्रेलिया में, हमारे लिए एम है कि टीम का बड़ा स्कोर लगना चाहिए. तो अगर वो कलेक्टिवली नहीं लगता है तो आप उस चीज़ को आपको उस चीज़ को समझना चाहिए राधर देन ये सोचना कि किसी ने नहीं किया या ऐसा. कभी कोई सोचता नहीं है, मतलब आप एज ए टीम ही खेलते हैं और एज ए टीम ही आप अच्छा करना चाहते हैं. तो मेरे दिमाग में ऐसी कभी बात आई नहीं पहले भी, और मैं हमेशा ये कोशिश करता हूँ कि एज अ, क्योंकि क्रिकेट में आप इंडिविजुअली एक एक मोमेंट आप अलग से यू नो एक गो आप एक एक मोमेंट को जीते हैं अलग अलग एज बैट्समैन. तो मैं कोशिश करता हूँ मेरी जितनी कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन हो सकती है मैं पूरी अपनी कोशिश करूँ, और सब लोग ही ऐसे सोचते हैं. तो ऐसा नहीं है कि यू नो कोई दूसरे को देख के बोलता है कि हाँ हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी कम है. तो कलेक्टिवली जब ऐसा होता है तो आपको कलेक्टिवली ही उस चीज़ को रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी लेनी चाहिए रादर देन सिंगल आउट करना लोगों को.
विमल जी थैंक यू. सॉरी सॉरी सुनंदन सर,
शेड्यूलिंग के ऊपर कब बात होगी, क्योंकि लगातार इतने मैचेस आप खेल रहे हो. जैसे आपने बोला था कि एक जमाना ऐसा आएगा कि फ्लाइट ग्राउंड पे लैंड होगी, अब वापस जाने के बाद चार दिन के बाद आप फिर से इकट्ठे हो जाएगा, तीन मैच की वनडे सीरीज होगी, जो क्या कैसे खेलोगे आप, क्योंकि आप सलीम जावेद भी हो तो रोज शोले तो नहीं लिख सकते, तो कैसा करोगे आप?
मैं क्या मतलब क्या जवाब दे सकता हूँ. जैसे मैंने बोला सर कि अभी 2-3 साल तो मुझे नहीं लगता है कि कुछ प्रॉब्लम होनी चाहिए, बट हाँ थोड़े टाइम में लोगों को समझ आ जाएगा कि एज बढ़ती है कम नहीं होती. तो देखिए अब जो है सामने वो है, आप उसका कुछ कर नहीं सकते. जैसे मैंने बोला कि प्लेयर्स अगर उन्हें लगेगा कि ज़्यादा हो रहा है तो वो फॉर्मेट्स को प्रायोरिटाइज़ करके फिर ब्रेक्स लेना शुरू करेंगे. इसके अलावा कोई ऑप्शन नहीं है एट द मोमेंट. तो आप ये नहीं एक्सपेक्ट करते कि इंडियन टीम को कोई 2-2.5 महीने का ऑफ सीजन मिलना शुरू हो जाएगा, वो पॉसिबल ही नहीं है. तो अभी जितना भी ब्रेक हमें मिल रहा है हम उसके हिसाब से एडजस्ट कर रहे हैं. जब ज़्यादा हो जाएगा तो एज अ प्लेयर ही आप ब्रेक लेने के लिए जो एक यू नो कॉन्वर्सेशन कर सकते हैं, चाहे वो सिलेक्टर्स हैं या मैनेजमेंट है, जो हम लोग रेगुलरली कर रहे हैं. तो आई थिंक प्रेजेंट सिचुएशन में यही एक ऑप्शन है लोगों को रेस्ट देने का. आप कलेक्टिवली नहीं उस चीज़ को सोच सकते क्योंकि हमारा FTP पहले से ही डिसाइडेड है अभी, और सबको पता है कि कितने मैचेस होने वाले आने वाले टाइम में. तो इसके बारे में सोचना और डिस्कशन करना आई डोंट थिंक कि उससे कुछ निकलने वाला है सॉल्यूशन. जो है हमें उसके हिसाब से एडजस्ट करना और फिगर आउट करना है कि कब हम ब्रेक ले सकते हैं, कब प्लेयर्स को रेस्ट दे सकते हैं, वो सब चीज़ें
हमें
बिल्कुल बहुत मतलब बिल्कुल ज़रूरी है. अब आप देखिए अगर कोई बॉलर मिड मैच ब्रेक डाउन करने लगे तो फिर आप कहाँ छूट जाते हैं एज ए टीम, वो आप सोच सकते हैं. तो लास्ट डे में हुआ कि और एक्सटर्नल ब्लो हुआ, लेकिन जैसे मैंने बोला कि जब वर्कलोड बढ़ता है तो इंजरी कभी भी हो सकती है किसी को भी. तो आप एक सिचुएशन वो नहीं चाहते जहाँ पे आपके मेन प्लेयर्स किसी ज़रूरी टाइम पे ब्रेकडाउन हो रहे हैं. तो वो हमें अभी हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है वो फिगर आउट करना कि वर्कलोड के हिसाब से किसको कब रेस्ट देना है. होपफुली फ्यूचर में ये एक कलेक्टिव विजन बन जाए तो ज़्यादा अच्छा हो.
थैंक यू.